Lord, I pray that your word would, Lord, be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, so we could hide it in our heart, your word, your promises. Lord, that we may not sin against you. Pray in Jesus' name, amen. This is word the Lord was sharing. Well, it's not really a word, but maybe some encouragement for us. I was just thinking about the grace of God. And there's just, you know, we talk about that here at Christ the King. That's just so a very broad category when you talk about God's grace. And we know, you know, you've heard it here just about every day. But what the Lord was trying to, I guess, speak to me about grace, because grace is the only thing that, according to Scripture, is the only thing that we actually grow in, right? Peter talks about that, to grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ. And then Paul said that he commends us in Acts to the word of God's grace, which is able to build them up, right? He said that. That's Acts 20:32, and he's kind of talking about what God had called him to. And he says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up, right? Matter of fact, in Hebrews chapter 13, it tells us that any teaching, and you've heard me say this many times before, but any teaching that doesn't have its foundation in the grace of God or in grace is strange. Paul calls it a very strange and varied teaching, because if it's not laced or it's not just full of the grace of God, then it's not from him, right? And it can't build us up. So if the grace of God builds me up, and when I'm with him, when he speaks to me, and that's what we're going to be talking about today, he speaks words that's just, the way I look at it, it's like a gift you give to somebody that's wrapped up and with a bow on it. Everything he speaks to us is just full of and wrapped in his grace, right? And we know, we talk about that a lot, about it's just, you know, grace has a face. It's the presence, the person of Jesus, everything that he is, all the gifts that we have, everything, his affection for us, his ability, his activity in me, all of that is the grace of God. But Paul talks about in Ephesians chapter 3 that God had given him and all believers grace to steward. Like, we have this grace of God within us that we now have to steward this grace, right? And in stewarding this grace, we are to give that to others, right? To help others build up. If I'm supposed to speak into your life and build you up in the body of Christ, then what has to come out of my mouth is the grace of God, right? When I mean, not just saying the word grace, even though Paul did that in every single one of his writings, starting in from Romans, to the Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. He starts every single book. Go look at it. And so do Peter and John in their epistles. He starts off with grace and peace to you. And then he ends the book or the letter with the same thing. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. So again, when he's saying that, he's just not saying greetings and salutations from Paul, right? He's saying, he actually believed, and they believed too, there was such power in words spoken. That's why when we pass the peace here, it's not just something that we do that's fun. We are literally passing to each other the peace of Christ. And I'm saying to Donna, peace to you, or Gail, peace to you. And something can be released in that, right? Because if a curse or something can be released with my tongue, then so can a blessing, right? Just read you a few things about just this grace of God about for us with each other. Because according to, you know, 1 Corinthians 12 and 14, where Paul is talking about the gifts of the Spirit, you can go back and look for you how many times he uses the word, especially in 1 Corinthians 14, the word to edify, to build up, right? That all things are to be done to build you up, right? That every gift of the Holy Spirit, which makes the presence and the person of Christ, which I believe that all the gifts of the Spirit are just the manifestation of the glory of God or the character of Christ, then everything is to be done to edify, to build you up. So the people that I have stewardship over are, you know, mainly the first people around me is my family. But, you know, I was thinking about this today too. I use this phrase a lot in counseling, is that we can only give away what we receive, right? And I'll tell people who come into my office, I said, you know, if I'm to give you a donut, then I have to have donuts to give you a donut. And they're like, yeah. And I said, same thing with the grace of God, that I have to be receiving the grace of God to give it, right? And if I haven't learned to hear the grace of God speak to me, when God speaks to me, because he speaks to me in grace, right? His very throne, the very foundation of his throne, Scripture says, is grace and mercy. So I approach the throne being in Christ. When I commune with God, then how he deals with me and speaks to me is from his mercy and from his grace. Remember the Old Testament, how the Ark of the Covenant, remember the mercy seat was on top, and actually says in Scripture that God spoke, when he spoke to Moses in the tent, he spoke to him from the top of that the ark there, from the mercy seat. That's how he spoke to him. And so just giving us a picture of the Old Testament, of a New Testament reality, that when God speaks to us, he always speaks to edify. And when he speaks to me and to you, God, words of grace always to build us up, right? And how easy it is for me to, usually the person that we beat up the most is ourselves, right? And if I'm doing that, and that's how I live my Christian life, then that's what I will communicate to others. So it's important that we, let me read you a few verses here. This is in Ephesians I read to you earlier, where Paul says, 3:2, that you have heard the stewardship of God's grace, which was given to me for you, and it was given to me by way of revelation. Then he says this to us. It says, a few verses here. It has some others about the building up of the body of Christ. Speaking the truth in love, we're to grow up in all aspects into him who is Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by that which every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, the building up of ourselves in Christ. And then it tells us here in that same chapter, it says, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth. Or that word unwholesome is just a rotten word. A lot of people will use this to say, this says don't use curse words, right? Or curse. But it's not what it says, but that's true, right? I don't get up here and just throw around profanity, right? It's just not going to be edifying to you. But in the scripture right here, he's talking about speaking a word to my brothers and sisters of Christ. Let no rotten word proceed from your mouth, but only a word that is good for edification, according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear it. Right? So every word that proceeds from my mouth is supposed to give grace to you and to those who hear. And this is in Colossians, kind of the same thing here. He says this, let your speech, this is Colossians 4:6, let your speech always be with grace or in grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to respond to each person. Right? What a great challenging verse for us, you know, that every word that proceeds or when I'm speaking is supposed to be that way. Right? I don't read this to think, oh my gosh, how much I've failed in doing that, even though I failed a lot every day. that should be what we go at, what we're going after, right? If we're going after, we hear that all the time here, if we're going after the fullness of Christ, we're going after this place that he just kind of breakthrough of encounter, then what I'm going to encounter is more of the grace of God. Have you ever noticed that when someone gives you a word, it's just a great word of encouragement, just kind of a word spoken by the Lord, it just, what it does inwardly, right? You can just kind of, it ministers life to you, right? So in our dealings with each other, and that'll really help in how we're to respond to brothers and those around us is, I don't know how to do this, to say this other than say, take a note or a mental note of your conversations with people or the people that you're around the most or your family, right? And I ask the Lord to do this to me to really help me guard my tongue to make sure. I remember, of course, y'all know I live with all girls, and we raised a girl with us that lives out with her mom now, Madison. Y'all all knew her. So a house full of women, right? Even last night, I think it was Abby I was talking to, and kind of got a little loud with her, you know, being kind of a little stern in something I was saying. And, so they always correct me after I do that, you know, she said, you know, mom can holler at me, dad, but when you do it, it just devastates me. Right? TC's told me that. My other girls have told me that too. You know, they can raise their voice at me, but when I raise my voice back at them or whatever, it just kind of wounds them or devastates them. And that's really true, right? But what is that to me? That's just a great picture of how it's supposed to be. Like the words that come out of my mouth with my tongue, because life and death can be in the power of the tongue, is supposed to minister life to them and give grace to them. That's why it's so important that to make sure that, again, the Lord spoke this to me the other day, and excuse me, I'm going to get a meds I'm on, kind of dry my mouth out. But if I'm to give grace and to speak that, where it says, let no unwholesome word, and every single word that comes out of my mouth to my brothers in Christ or my family, like salt, I love how he did this, like seasoned with salt, right? That everything I say to someone can add a brick, right, to build them up, or take one away. I remember I read this book years ago, and this lady, that's how she used it. The Lord kind of spoke to her about her, the words that come out of her mouth, you know. And she gave these great word pictures that really helped me. She said, a lot of times when we release words, she said, sometimes it's like you're throwing a rock over a hill and you can't see what's on the other side of the hill. But when you throw a rock, you can hear some kind of crash sound, and then you go over the hill and find out that you've broken a bunch of priceless artifacts or priceless vases that you're doing that with. And she was using that as far as the power of our words or the power of the tongue, how that can hurt people, right? When James is writing the churches that he had authority over, he talked a lot about that, about how powerful the tongue was, right? Because that's what they were doing. They were blowing each other out of the water with their tongues. And because they wanted position in the church and all kind of different things, so they were gossiping about each other and saying hurtful and mean things to each other. And that's why he writes them about that, right? In chapter 4, tells them how they could easily repent. And when they do that they will receive something called a greater grace to them. That if I'm to give grace to hearers, to you, to people that I have stewardship over, then I can't give it away if I'm not receiving it, right? How do I know how to speak grace to Donna or to, again, I'm picking you because y'all are here, or Bill and Amelia or Gail or whoever's here, if I'm to speak words of grace to you, then they have to be spoken to me first, right? Because if I don't understand the grace of God for myself, then I can't give it away. And to say that, this, for lack of better words, this place is just full or just pregnant with the grace of God for us to encounter that, you know. So when I'm encounter, I know I encounter his presence, but everything that he says to me that comes out of his mouth is just wrapped in that, because what he says to me is he's designed to build me up, right? And so we're now to build up the body of Christ, more so than anything else we do is in what we say to each other, right? And so I'm always supposed to seek for your edification and to build you up, then I have to start with me first and building myself up with that encounter. Because when the Lord speaks to me and he speaks grace to me and he speaks mercy to me, even when I blow it real bad, because Jesus said, he who is forgiven much loves much, right? He who is forgiven little loves little, but if you're forgiven a lot, you love a lot. And so the people that I know that really walk in that, or really walk in grace of God, and when they speak to you, they're always speaking grace, are people who have encountered that a lot themselves. And there's no other way that they can speak to you other than that, because they know that that's how God deals with them. But if I don't know how that God deals with me like that, then that's not what I'm going to say. And I've been there. I've been there with my girls and trying to correct some behavior sometimes. You know, I've heard me say that before, trying to make them stop something, you know, just kind of speaking harsh or the law to them. And it does no good, right? There's a couple other verses I wanted to read here that are just so good for us. We're kind of running out of time. There was one in Hebrews, if I can find it. Where was that? I had it marked. Okay. All right. I can go back and give that to you another day, because I'll be here all week. They've been in, this one in. Okay. I had it marked. Two places here. Oh, this is in 1 Peter. I'll just give you this one and I'll end with that. I just want to keep going. As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the grace of God. Now, this is Peter saying this too, right? So, gives a little more clout to it. Paul has said it all through his stuff, and now Peter's saying the exact same thing, because they both got it from the Lord, that we're stewards of this grace of God. Then it says this, whoever speaks as one who is speaking the utterances of God, whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the very utterances of God. Whoever serves, let him do so as the one who is serving by the strength that God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Okay? So whoever speaks, speak as though it were God speaking to that person himself. Right? We know that, right? We know that God speaks to us, but God speaks to me through you. And he speaks to you through me, right? He does that. So whoever speaks, or when you're speaking, that's just really in Paul telling us this. Now Peter tells us this. Every word that proceeds out of your mouth, everything that you speak, should be the utterances of God. And it should be the grace of God. Because if I'm speaking his utterances, I'm speaking the grace of God. Right? So cool. I say this all the time. I said, you know, you can be struggling with something for so long. I know I can. In just one word, like getting in God's presence and hearing a word from him, how it just can lift off of you in a moment, right? Doing our inner healing, y'all have all done that before. Been praying for people since 1991, doing our inner healing, and we've watched the Lord just transform people in front of us by speaking to them a word from God, right? We've all seen that. Great picture of what goes on in our daily lives, that that's what it's supposed to be like, right? So I can really understand what Paul said in Philippians, in his letter to the Philippians in chapter 3, that I haven't obtained it yet or have become perfect yet, but I reach forward, right, to the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I have pressed to this goal, and the goal we want to grab on is all that he is, but to steward this in my life, to give back to you and to other people, every person I run into today, I really want them to encounter the grace of God through my words, right? Because that ministers life. Hebrews tells us, that's the word, I looked right past it, but Hebrews chapter 3, a familiar verse to you, and I'll stop with that, tells us to, as long as today is called today, encourage each other, encourage them. How do I encourage my brother, right? Speak to them the grace of God, right? Because if you ask him to give you a word for them or whatever, he's going to do it. But also, the second challenge with you is, I've never seen a time where the Lord is just so calling people to tend to their, and you heard me say this months ago, to tend to their garden, right? To God's just calling us to be with him, and to make it a priority, like never before, our time with him, right? Because there's a lot of things the Lord wants to speak to us in this season, right? So I'm going to encourage you to do that. And I just want to encourage you that there's a lot of graceful things that the Lord wants to share with you and with me. He has many words of grace he wants to give you. Amen.